It is our final instalment of the fixing the NRL teams that did not make finals. This, we've been through them all. We've fixed the Eels, the Seagulls, the Titans, the Cowboys, the Bulldogs, the Knights. Yesterday was the Canberra Raiders. And today, the final instalment, MG, the West Tigers. What'd you make of their year?
Oh, geez, up and down. They, you know, for a team that beat Melbourne early on twice in the year, we thought, okay, their whole campaign was based around defence. Ivan Cleary had them certainly on the right page as far as defence goes, and the defence was brutal and winning matches for them. And then something just happened. They forgot how to attack, and culminating in their last game of the year against the Rabbitohs, where I think the Rabbitohs' backline ran more than the whole Tigers team. So the attack is something they've really got to work on in the off-season, because I think their defence is in place. And usually if you say your defence is in place, you win, you know, a lot more games than you lose. But with the Tigers, they'd be disappointed they didn't make the eight.
Well, they won 12 games for the year. They finished, in the end, they finished 3 wins outside of the eight. We know it was a touch-and-go thing for those final few rounds. They started the season 5-1.
Yeah.
You mentioned that. After 6 rounds, they were equal top of the table with the Dragons and the Warriors, and they were flying. They were, you mentioned, it was all built around their defence. They were going really well. And then round 7 through round 17, they went 2-10. They just fell to pieces.
There it is. You know, they come 14th last year, so the expectation wasn't great. But when you start your season 5-1, that expectation all of a sudden clings onto you. So people were asking, why did it go so wrong between round 7 and 17? I don't know. The personnel didn't change that much. Major injuries weren't, I suppose, having Josh Reynolds in and out, in and out, in and out, maybe 3 or 4 times as your major signing didn't help matters. You know, I think Josh Reynolds is going to be a big key for the Tigers going forward, but they've lost some, you know, good first graders, but they've also gained a couple of as well. So their comings and goings aren't really dramatic in any way, shape or form. It's all about consistency and how much Moses and Bai can stamp his own kind of game on this team. Because when he first came to the Tigers mid-year, he looked pretty good in the first couple of rounds. Then he went really quiet.
Yeah, the mid-season acquisition of both Moses Mbai and Robbie Farah from the Rabbitohs, Mbai filled that hole. Corey Thompson had been playing in that fullback role and doing a really good job.
So he was great.
Doing a really good job.
Is he injured?
Corey Thompson?
Yeah, because I didn't see him play for the Western Suburbs Magpies on the weekend against Wyong, so he must be out injured because he's a jackrabbit. I love watching him play.
Yeah, he suffered an ankle injury back at the beginning of August, so that did knock him out for the rest of the year. So
yeah, you need him in your team. You need someone like him in your team, he just mixes it up.
But he's a winger, isn't he? He's in the Tigers' best team. He's a winger.
Yes.
Yeah. So then Moses Mbai kind of filled that fullback role. And we saw the Benji Marshall. I mean, we know Benji and Robbie are both going around for another year next year. But again, if you took a straw poll of your mates at the pub, I reckon the majority would have written Benji Marshall off as being a spent force at NRL level.
Oh, 100%. 100%. They've got a young bloke called Tyson Gamble coming through the grades. He played the first grade, I think, once this year. Played for the Magpies on the weekend. He's their future. You know, him and Luke Brooks are their future with Josh Reynolds, I suppose, as a, you know, that's the conundrum. Where do you play Josh Reynolds once he's fit? Because at the moment, they've just re-signed, as you said, Benji Marshall. They've re-signed Robbie Farah. They've got Jacob Little as their kind of backup hooker. They've got, now they've got Marshall and Brooks.
Where can he play?
Reynolds?
Yeah.
Oh, I think 5'8".
Okay.
I think he's a 5'8".
So with that in mind, what else could you do with Benji?
You could have Benji as a number 14 coming on, playing, you know, a bit of this, bit of that, maybe a bit of dummy half, maybe a bit of half, a bit of 5'8", maybe even putting someone in the centres for a while.
Yeah.
Look, it's a good headache to have.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that, you know, Benji Marshall is a year older. He's going through another off-season. Robbie Farah is going through another off-season. So to have a fresh and fit, you know, Josh Reynolds is such a bonus.
Yeah, well, he was the marquee signing, and as you mentioned, we barely saw him this year, which would have been disappointing for West Tigers fans and fans for rugby league in general, because he's a passionate player who plays with his heart on his sleeve. There's no doubt about that. MG, how do they solve the conundrum that has become Chris McQueen?
Yeah, well, that's, you know,
because this is a rep player.
Yeah, he played Queensland not long ago.
And who we haven't seen.
I think he played maybe 1 or 2 games this year off the bench, and then Yeah, he played for Western Suburbs on the weekend. He hasn't settled into his surroundings. And it happens to players. Sometimes it's just not an easy fit to go from where he went. I think it was at the Titans. From the Titans down to Western Suburbs of Sydney. It's certainly a different type of living, that's for sure. And it's something that if you don't get used to it and embody yourself into the surroundings, well, you're going to struggle. And obviously, Chris McQueen has struggled big time because he was one of their biggest signings, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, and on a reported $400,000 a year, which is a lot of money to have running around.
Oh, too much. Yeah, too much.
And he's still got, a 3-year deal. So there's another 2 years on that.
Well, Ivan Cleary's got to get the best out of him, you know. And I suppose that's another thing the players, you know, have over their head at the moment is, you know, I think they really love Ivan, the players at Tigers, and the uncertainty of whether he's going to be there long term or not, I suppose, might affect them in the long run. You know, blokes like Madalino's and the Packers, who basically went there because of Ivan Cleary. They were sold a dream, and that dream was to make finals footy. And they've got some really good young blokes, but Eisenhuth in the back row is good.
Cheekham.
They've got a team that can definitely make the eight. I've got no doubt they can make the eight, but I see them coming about the same next year. About eighth, ninth, or tenth.
So they're still going to be fighting it out for those last couple of final spots.
Yeah, I think so. But look, last year, 14th. It's a massive improvement since last year.
At time of recording, the departures for next season, Felice, Tim Grant, Lolahea, McIlrick, I always struggle with that one, Milne, Naguama, and Sue are all departing the club.
Yeah, like, not massive losses, but depth-wise they are, because all them players you've mentioned have filled a void someday this year. And now they've gone, they're going to try and find someone else to fill that void.
Well, Ollie Clark will be arriving from your mob, MG.
Yeah, he's a big blonde front rower.
Moses Mbai obviously already there. And Momorovsky.
Yeah, the Roosters.
Senior Roosters.
Lower grade. Young, really good player. So some good raps on Momorovsky. So that should be good to have him there. And obviously...
The other player I did want to mention, if Ivan Cleary can manage to channel the best of Mahe Fanua. He was, at times this year, he was unstoppable.
Yeah, well, he was the difference between them winning or losing in them opening in 7 rounds.
Mm.
Then he got injured and basically maybe between that round 7 and 17 where it was.
Yeah, that broken arm.
Yeah, but I think the find of the year was, for the Tigers-wise, is SR Masters.
Mm.
I think he played every game, goal kicker, solid offload. So, yeah, look, he's a quality player. And Tigers are—they're always going to be thereabouts. They're not going to come last. They're not going to—I don't think they're going to win the comp next year. But I think they'll be just knocking on the eighth door.
Yeah, this season they seem to have. There hasn't been the issues that have existed in previous years from the two amalgamated parties in Western Suburbs and the Balmain Tigers. That seems to have been put to rest. We haven't heard much about that. But now the issue surrounds the coaching situation. Mm.
Yeah, and you know what, they've got the Tigers, where I played there, they had a thriving Leagues club on Victoria Road, which is now just a debilitated building, which I would love to see them re-energise and get something happening there. But the Western Suburbs Magpies and the Tigers, I think they've been a good merge. But I just think, this off-field drama, which is ongoing, I suppose, with Ivan. Ivan said to the club that he's going to see out his contract.
You're taking me to face value.
And I'll back him on his word.
Mm. The other thing, which I think you spoke about earlier this year, well, I know Ivan certainly came out and made a comment about it, is the need for them to have a home base. They seem to split themselves between 18 different venues.
Yeah, yeah. Concord and Arana Park and
Leichhardt and Campbelltown. As we saw with the Parramatta Eels this year, not that I think Brad Arthur or Tim Manor, in fact, spoke to us on the show and dismissed it as an excuse, the idea that they didn't have Parramatta Stadium all this year and had to play somewhere else. But you take a club away from its set home and it's the heartbeat of it, and it becomes tricky, and the West Tigers don't seem to really have one.
Especially if it's longer than a year, you know, like the Parramatta Eels were. And they kind of managed last year with it because it was kind of new to them. But then, you know, this year I think they've really felt the benefit, or the opposite of having the benefits.
The detriments
of having a home game ground. And I think, look, why wouldn't the Tigers play out of this new Parramatta facility? I mean, and then splitting, you know, maybe having two or three games at Arana Park and two or three games at Leichhardt a year. But having a home base with all the facilities at this new Parramatta Stadium.
Mm, I like it. I like it. Let's get the boys' Tigers on the...
It's West.
Let's get Marina Go on the phone.
Marina, hi.
All right, so there you go. MG thinks, similar to the Canberra Raiders from yesterday, that the West Tigers are going to be fighting out at the same sort of level as they were this year on the NRL table.
Thereabouts.
All right, MG, they are all of our Fix It podcasts.
Bob the Builder.
Well done.